Joe and Fred here with you on Radio Row, about to have UFC bantamweight fighter Amanda Nunes sit down
bantamweight
with us.
Champion.
Yep. And I've seen her walking around. She has the belt, too, so she's going to bring the belt by
here
with us. And, hey, anytime we talk to these UFC fighters, we want to mention One Stop Supplements, two locations, Maryville and in Godfrey, celebrating their 16th year in business and helping me with my half marathon training. Already down 20 pounds since Thanksgiving. Better prices than the other local guys or the chains. Check them out. Again, two locations, Maryville and Godfrey. The number one stop, supplements.
Oh, I didn't think it was possible to get any more badass after having Jack Youngblood sit down with us, but we somehow managed to do so. Joining us now, she is the reigning and defending women's bantamweight champion in UFC, Amanda Nunes, joins us now on Radio Row. Amanda, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, guys.
Look at this belt.
Can I just,
this thing is awesome. And Tyron Woodley is from St. Louis, so he'll, you know, stop by a bunch. Like, I think it's so cool. You actually have to keep it. Like, they don't make you, like, check it at the door or something, or, like, Dana White watches over them from the day to day.
Yeah, we keep it. And it's also right.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm only going to call you champ for the rest of it.
Okay,
that's,
thank you.
That's how I feel. That's how. I would have thought there would have been a handler for it. Like with the Stanley, like someone with white gloves carries it all the time. You just throw it over your shoulder.
I'll volunteer.
You don't care.
I'll walk around, carry it for you. It's heavy. But I'll do
it. I love it, carry this belt. I love it.
So
where has this belt gone? Like, where have you taken this where you probably shouldn't have, maybe?
I don't know. I've been like, I always, if I can't have it, I will bring everywhere. Like,
and like walking through, like, being up here, like the security that to get up here, it's like, you know, they look through like all our book bags and check everything. Like when you bring that through, like what kind of looks do you get from the security?
Yeah, in the airport it's pretty funny.
Yeah,
they always like open and like, oh, and then back. It's pretty funny.
It's hard to stay low profile when carrying around. Yeah. The belt. This is the one.
Well, she doesn't even need the belt. It's hard to be low profile when you're her. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, you know, you're the first Brazilian champion for the women's division, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to ask you, like, what's that like to represent your whole country, to, like, just be like, that's got to be an amazing feeling of pride. And
yeah, it is. I'm proud of myself. And I live in Brazil. Mm-hmm. Coming to America when I was 20 years old.
Yeah.
And I live early my career, mm-hmm. you know, and I like become a champion fast here, and I was so like happy, yeah. you know, because it's hard when you come from other country and come to America and then chase your dream and then come true, and then was like, I'm every day like happy,
yeah,
like it's amazing.
And to beat Ronda Rousey.
And, beat Ronda Rousey.
It's like for so long, it was like she walked on water. She was the most amazing thing. And then you came and you said, no, I'm gonna show you that wasn't a fluke. I'm gonna show you that she can be beat again.
Yeah, I always knew I can beat. If Holly didn't, I know.
You knew.
I would do.
Well, and so I guess my follow-up to that would be, being from Brazil and obviously now being here in the United States, do you understand or do you feel the impact of just how many, and specifically young women, you just inspire?
Yeah.
Do you understand the weight of that?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw over there, you know, have a lot of young girls watch that fight. Boys like crazy. And I know like everything that I have to do, you know, and I will keep like.
It's awesome.
Can I ask you a slightly personal question? So I wonder this, like, now that you're the champ, like, when you and your girlfriend, Nina, get in a fight, are you like, no, I'm the champ, I'm right. It doesn't matter what you say. Like, I just get the belt.
Gets, like, yeah, the belt
Trump.
Gets brought out again.
Actually, when we, like, get in a fight at home, we, like, put everything together. Like, we go to the gym and we spar him.
You spar. That's awesome. That is awesome.
We spar him, and then everything after the spar is good.
Yo, yeah, Ben has been talking about the lion mask that you wore during the weigh-ins before the Rousey fight. And you said, like, you bring that with you. You said you forgot it. It's up in your hotel, though. But you brought it with you to Houston.
Yeah, actually, I've been trying to find a mask, like, for so long. You never find a lion mask. I look in the internet everywhere, like, nothing. And then a friend of mine, she, like, sent a picture for me, like, nothing. Like, oh, Amanda, look that I find. Are you crazy? I've been trying to find this. Bring it right now. Buy one for me. She was in the store. Buy one for me. Coming. The weigh-in is going to be an hour, and then you have to be here before. And then, like, she, like, oh, my God, I didn't know you want this. And then she bring, and then she brought, and then it was awesome.
So now is that, like, a lucky mask, or is this going to be a thing, like, your next weigh-in, it's going to be, like, a panda mask
yes.
or something?
It's going to be. All the time.
When,
it's gonna be my.
The UFC does not have a like a Hall of Fame per se. They do not have
yeah.
like, well, they have a building.
Oh, the physical building. Oh,
yeah,
okay,
no, that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. So
it's in our hearts.
Yeah, in our hearts they do. But no, that would be one. So they open up like a brick and mortar Hall of Fame, and they're asking you for the mask. Like, put it in here. This is the one that not it started the trend. All these people. That's something special. That's
yeah,
iconic.
Yeah, when I all over when I go where I go, they ask me where is the mask.
Yesterday we had Valentina on. We were asking her about the fight that you know next she wants to fight uh-huh. you. So how soon can we look for that to happen?
I think in the middle of the year is gonna mm-hmm. be a good time for me. I still like
okay.
Fly around. I still have to go to Brazil.
Yeah.
I don't stop after the fight yet.
Yeah.
At all. And been training.
And you're ready.
Yeah.
You're ready to beat her.
Yeah, I beat her already.
Yeah, it's last year.
Yeah,
yeah
and
yeah.
then now this is a chance to show like I'm the best like. I want to finish Valentina. This
yeah.
is a thing that I want to do, you know, because...
You possibly retired your last opponent. I mean, she might never step into Octagon again. Just start doing that with everybody.
Yeah.
You could be the finisher. Like, you just change your name to the
yeah.
career
just
ender.
End careers.
The good thing is Valentina know I can beat her. I know how to beat her.
You know? How. Yeah.
yeah. She yeah. know that. Because if you watch her fight, her last fight, since my fight, she never evolved. She fight the same last
oh,
fight. She
okay.
fight exactly the same
yeah.
she fight me, and I'm gonna bring like a couple new things, and I will beat her next time.
Do you know her outside of the ring? Do you?
No.
Never interacted outside
no.
of the ring.
No.
Okay.
Keep
right.
good, better like that.
Yeah. 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 So you don't feel bad when you punch her in the face.
But actually, it's the belt the only one. Even I'm a friend with somebody, I have to keep doing.
Yeah.
You know, because I want to be the best friend, like, after the fight we can be friend again. But the best is only one person.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda, we appreciate you stopping by. This has been a lot of fun. And best of luck to you and when you step into the Octagon again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Amanda Nunes, the champ, bantamweight champ for UFC. That was her with us on Going Over. Hey, one of the sponsors here during Super Bowl week, Super Bowl 51, it is the Squeak Stoppers. And anytime we do video, we owe that to the Squeak Stoppers. Professional floor squeak removal company, no mess, no odor, quick, clean, and affordable. Most jobs done in a day, costing less than recarpeting your home. Since 2008, they've been taking care of Missouri and Illinois. Give them a call at 314-341-9676. That's 314-341-9676. Or squeakstoppers.com.